Well, we saw continued high use of youth vaping or e-cigarette use at 1 in 5 students. New this year, we asked students for signs of dependency and found a whopping 70% of students who used an e-cigarette in the past 30 days showed signs of e-cigarette dependence, and that is very concerning. We also saw a dramatic increase in the number of frequency of e-cigarette use, with a third of the students reporting 20 plus days of e-cigarette use in the past 30. So these are signs that have us very concerned.
And obviously this is happening in the face of more restrictions on tobacco sales and more attention to trying to restrict things like flavored tobaccos, which I would think would be particularly concerning. So what do we do with this information moving forward to try to reverse these trends?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we did find that 87% of students are using flavors in their e-cigarettes. And it's also the very first time they try tobacco, they are using flavored products. So we need to continue our push to restrict access to flavored products, especially in retail settings where kids shop, practically daily, from gas stations to convenience stores to other places. And we certainly need to re-energize our efforts to increase awareness of the danger of nicotine to their health, to their brains, especially with the COVID pandemic still raging on.
And what do we know about the impact of nicotine addiction to folks in the age groups that we're talking about, roughly middle school and high school? What kind of health impacts does addiction have on these folks?
Well, it's very damaging to the developing brain. As that brain develops and the synapses are forming, it has a high impact, deleterious impact on the brain and can harm learning, attention, can form early patterns of addiction that last not only for the youth, but a lifelong. There are signs even that early e-cigarette use can lead to addiction later to drugs, alcohol, and other substances. You know, speaking of which, one other finding that we uncovered in this survey was that 65% of high school e-cig users reported that they had vaped marijuana with their device. And that number has actually doubled since we conducted this survey 3 years ago.
And obviously, when these reports come out, we sort of shine a spotlight on this particular issue and folks are paying attention. So this might be a good time to reiterate any potential resources or services that might be available to families or teenagers who are struggling with addiction or who have tried some of these tobacco, e-cigarettes, and things like that. What resources are available through the state that can help prevent addiction and get them to stop doing these things?
Well, thank you for asking. I was going to highlight the fact that the state is offering a fantastic, effective, and evidence-based program called My Life, My Quit. And it's completely free, and youth of all ages are invited to use it. It offers texting, emails, free coaching through the computer, through their phones, through texting, and it has been proven to help our youth quit. You know, we found that 57% of students who currently use tobacco reported having an intention to quit, and over half are interested in receiving help. So we want to connect those youth that are using, that find these troubling signs of increasing dependence and connect them with these free and effective resources. So you can find that on our website under My Life, My Quit.